It is the flagship show, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis over at Infowars.com and the GCN Network. And we got a great show for you tonight. The second hour, we're going to be having G. Edward Griffin on. A lot of you are familiar with his work with The Creature from Jekyll Island, but we're going to really focus on another lecture that he gives called The New World Order. Because really I want to go over where everything is at right now in the next hour with not only the Obama administration, but Gordon Brown, head of the UK, coming to the United States to really promote a globalist agenda. Now, what's interesting about what Gordon Brown is doing is that he is now coming out in the open and saying things that, you know, people like Alex Jones and myself have been saying for years, that there is a shadow global banking elite. But you see, he's offering another global banking solution. See, another world bank is going to solve the problem. Well, how is that possible? The same people who are screwing us over will be the same people in charge of this global world bank, but they make it sound like it's going to be reform. How many billionaires do you know in prison? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't happen. So I really want to focus right in on this article. I mean, I know we only got a short first segment, but I want to set people up for the Gordon Brown New World Order speech that he actually gave prior to becoming prime minister. Okay, this guy is total and complete world government. And we're not only talking world government on the banking level, but he is also a complete globalist when it comes to things like global warming and climate change and that agenda. And so here we have Gordon Brown praises Barack Obama ahead of U.S. trip right here. There's the picture. That's the one the AP has been going with. Let me just read a couple of quotes out of this. The prime minister, who beat other European leaders to get the coveted first invitation for talks with the president, has declared his determination to forge a global new deal with the U.S. Now, you notice they're using the term new deal. All right. Now, this is a Roosevelt term because this is what he did to really bring government programs in to supposedly revitalize the economy. But a lot of people will still argue that it was World War II. That actually brought our economy back into being. But he created all these social programs. He gave a ton of power to the Federal Reserve banking system and this private cartel. However, we have grown up in a society where we worship Roosevelt and we think things like the New Deal are positive. You know, I remember as a kid, you know, you couldn't hear enough about the New Deal and how it saved America. And so now, instead of just a New Deal for America, we need a global New Deal. And I believe President Obama would agree to bold global action, a global grand bargain, is now not just necessary, but it is vitally urgent to deal with the challenges of the world economy. So everything is at a global point now. Okay? It's just unbelievable to me. And he is trying to forge what he's calling a truly global society. Now, over the weekend, Gordon Brown says that right now it is a shadow group of bankers that are behind this. A shadow global banking system. How then is a World Bank going to save us? And, you know, he's going to be in talks with Barack Obama, another Bilderberg attendee, Gordon Brown, Bilderberger. And, you know, Obama appointed yet another Bilderberger, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, to health secretary. That's Kathleen Sebelius right here. This is an older article. But of course now it's a big push. She's going to push the new health reform. Well, of course she's going to be the one to push this agenda because she's the one that met with David Rockefeller and the gang, Kissinger and all of them, over the summer. You know, she was in meetings with Barack Obama. She was in meetings with Hillary Clinton. Okay? This thing is staged. They knew in July what they were going to do, and now they're pulling it off. We're going to come back with the Gordon Brown New World Order speech. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama
bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And, you know, we're talking about the New World Order and how this is a real thing. And how real is it? Well, Gordon Brown, who is now on his first diplomatic mission to the United States, the Prime Minister, and the UK, he gave a speech where literally, I think he fits in the term New World Order half a dozen times in 2.5 minutes. And let's play the clip, let's just go over it, and then we're going to go over what it really means.
These new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War. And people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment and investment in education, infrastructure, and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
Now, I want people to understand that he said proper stewardship of the environment. Well, what does that really mean? This is an article today out of Reuters. EU inches towards climate funding for poor nations. Really? Now, these are third world nations that basically their only factories are the ones that we have for slave labor to process our goods really illegally. Okay? Yet we're going to fund them $220 billion per year by 2020. The EU is, you know, this world government, this global government organization. Remember, they're trying to bring in the North American Union here. That's what part of this new world order is. And they're going to give them $220 billion so that they can have the right kind of carbon emissions, all made up nonsense, fairy tales, unicorns, and rainbows, folks. A big show. But notice it's not $220 billion for real infrastructure, real humanitarian aid, you know, actually taking away the tyranny of most of these countries. No, they want to bring in, they want to bring in climate change regulations so they can have carbon credits here. Don't believe me? Where's my little article about the toilet paper? Where do I have them? Maybe we can put that up there while I'm looking for it all around me. But basically, right now, folks, they're trying to tell you that toilet paper, here it is right here. American taste for soft toilet roll worse than driving Hummers. Remember, Hummers are bad, okay? False. But they're saying that, you know what? America and their penchant for toilet paper, it's bringing down the forests. It's cutting down the good times in the environment. It's killing the world. So apparently I'm not going to be able to wipe my bottom anymore. Let's read it. The tenderness of the delicate American buttock is causing more environmental devastation than the country's love of gas-guzzling cars, fast food, or McMansions, according to green campaigners. Man, the Green Party is ridiculous. And all these, everything's going green. You know, it's a big push. It's not only a push with your children. Like, you know, have you seen the commercial yet with the little girl? And she's got her cell phone on, and the kid calls her on it, and it starts ringing, and she throws it over there. And he's like, well, you don't need your cell phone on now. You're not using it. There's no reason for it, blah, blah, blah. Are you kidding me? So charging a cell phone is going to, see, it's about a carbon tax. It's about getting you on everything that you live, everything. How many cars you drive, how big your house is, how much garbage you throw away, apparently how much toilet paper I use. I mean, you got a family of six, you're going through a 24-pack in a week? Buddy, that's an extra $10 a week. We're going to need 10 more carbon credits from you, and that's just the way it is. I mean, unbelievable. And it's coming at you. I mean, the person who Obama hired as his climate czar, I believe it was the phrase, his climate czar, is all about global government. And I think she's in one of these organizations with Gordon Brown. In fact, we'll probably pull that up for the next segment on you. She's in one of these organizations calling for global governance with our good friend Gordon Brown, who we seem to be learning more and more about every day. I wanted to talk about the Obama deception because this covers a lot of it. Covers the carbon credits, covers the bringing in of the North American Union, covers what this bailout is all about. And what they're trying to do. Do you guys have the trailer pulled up? I've watched the movie. And it's actually very, very fast-paced, especially for a film that's just under 2 hours. I was kind of surprised on how quickly it went by. There, we got it right there. All right, let's go to the Obama deception trailer right now.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed. And a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back.
That's right, folks. March 15th will be available over only at prisonplanet.tv, and I'm pretty excited for its release. I think the cover art is tremendous. The girl that worked on that did a great job. I think that's going to bring a lot of people in. And, you know, this film doesn't really viciously attack Obama. It shows what he said and what promises he made along the campaign trail and what the administration is actually doing. For instance, he spoke out against NAFTA. Oh, NAFTA has been a big problem. That's just not working. But then he assured all the members, oh, that's just campaign rhetoric to get me elected. He told everybody that he was going to end the war in Iraq. And now we find out that there's a military plan to stay there with quote-unquote combat troops. Every troop is a combat troop, folks. Okay? Until the end of 2011, when there will only be 50,000 troops there to train the Iraqi people. So, in other words, in 2011, December of 2011, right before an election year, we're still going to have 50,000 troops in Iraq, at least. And that's if they don't bulk that number up. Well, where the rest of them are going to go? Well, obviously, they'll be going to fight the Taliban rivals that are resurging. Can you believe it? They're back, folks. I mean, Obama magically tells us that we're going to put a surge into Afghanistan, and then the propaganda wheels are a-turning. All right? This is out of The Guardian. Three rival Pakistani Taliban groups have agreed to form a united front against international forces in Afghanistan in a move likely to intensify the insurgency, just as thousands of extra U.S. soldiers begin pouring into the country as part of Barack Obama's surge plan. It's Shura'ati ul-Majahideen, or the Council of United Holy Warriors. Gee, that doesn't sound provocated. Let me tell you how this works, okay? And by the way, here's a quote. I love it. It's of a concern to us that we see grouping like this, said a Western security official in Pakistan. This cannot be ignored. All right, so a Western security official in Pakistan, what does that mean? That means one of their CIA handlers. See the ISI over there? That's the Inter Services Intelligence Committee. Okay, that's their CIA over there. It is run by Western intelligence. It always has been. It was created by Europe, okay? Heavily revamped in the 70s and 80s with our CIA. It's unbelievable to me. People really need to wake up. So now there's going to be a resurgence of violence in Afghanistan because our provocateurs are going up to these sheep herders and saying, hey, you want to make some money? Let's form up. These guys are bad guys. They're killing our people, and we're going to see a resurgence there. We're not getting out of the Middle East, folks. It's the Eurasian Union. They're creating it. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table?
Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're discussing right now how they are redistributing forces into Afghanistan, saying there's a resurgence in Taliban activity, and now they're giving us a new enemy, another Muslim enemy, but a new one called the Council of United Holy Warriors. And you're going to hear a lot about these guys because Pakistan is in on the deal. Pakistan helped fund the hijackers through U.S. intelligence. Okay, everybody knew it. We threatened them. They let us use Pakistan as a launching base for our war of aggression in Eurasia. And now they're getting put on the hot spot, but it's all rhetoric. Okay, there's a couple of drone bombings or whatever. Those are sanctioned by the Pakistani ISI and the intelligence services there. And, of course, it's a Western security official who is unnamed and saying, oh, we're concerned with a grouping like that. And they also put out there that there's been a 40% increase in violence in Afghanistan, hyping it up, saying we've got to have troops there. So now when you're talking to your normal Democrat, they're like, well, we got to stay there. We got to fight the terrorists. We got a resurgence in violence in Afghanistan. Never really finished the job there. Are you kidding me? Of course we finished the job there. We built our oil pipelines. That was the job. We started running heroin again. That was the job. Okay? It's not a... Listen, it is not a coincidence that the Taliban had the opium and poppy production down to about 30% of the world. You know, I'm not saying it was an oppressive regime. I'm not saying I liked how they treated women. I'm saying they got the drugs down. Okay? When we go in there, boom, 90%+ around the world. This is the same criminal government that got caught running marijuana and cocaine from South America in the Iran-Contra scandal. I mean, when are people going to wake up? You know, when we were discussing this new administration full of globalists, full of Bilderbergers like Sebelius to pass his nightmarish health agenda that's covered in the Obama deception, of course. But this other one that I was talking about, this is, folks, this is the Washington Times. Obama climate czar, because we need a climate czar, has socialist ties. You know, and of course, this is the group, what is it? The Sustainable World Society is the group calling for global governance, which her and, not surprisingly, Gordon Brown are members of, you know? And then we talk about the EU inching toward climate funding for poor nations. Folks, according to them and their ludicrous theories, again, you know, New York City, LA, and Chicago should produce more, you know, carbon emissions and global warming than the entire third world combined. I mean, there are people riding donkeys out there, folks. They're on bicycles. It's unbelievable, but we'll fall for it. We'll suck it down, you know? You know, one of the big things that is combating this globalization, this tyrannical globalization, because, you know, if it was globalization that was helping the world, you know, making it a better place, building infrastructure for the people, giving back to society and community, I'd be for it, but it's not. It's all about consolidation of power and tyranny. And they don't like the internet, okay? The internet is bad news brown to them because we've been successful on the internet. You know, films like Loose Change, films like America Freedom to Fascism, Alex Jones's films, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, 9/11 Chronicles. All these things fight these guys at a level that they don't know how to play ball. They haven't been successful in putting out disinformation web movies that get popular. So what do? Well, they demonize the web and then they change up the formats. Bring up Google Video for me, guys, video.google.com. Now, Google Video used to have a format where you were able to find out the top 100 with the click of a button, okay? You were able to type most viewed, and it was right there, and it would have the first 100 listed down. Now, for a good period of time, you know, Loose Change, movies like Zeitgeist dominated it. You know, you'd see Endgame up there all the time. So what do? Go to the website, guys. It's gone. There's no more links for the top 100. There's no more links for the hottest videos. They show you about 15 videos, okay? And now you have to know the actual URL to see the video rankings. They don't want you to know what the most blogged is. See, Google Video has been in beta since 2005. Google is one of the most powerful companies on the face of the earth right now. They dominate the internet. Them and Yahoo are currently number one and number two on Alexa, all right? Number one, them being in beta format after 4 years shows you that they don't want any progression. They don't want more people going to the website. It got too quick, too big, too quick. And not only that, Google bought YouTube. Okay, so they own both. I mean, is there anybody out there? Hello? They're trying to take down the internet, and that's why we have articles like this one. Iran hacks the equivalent to Air Force One, Marine Force One. That's the helicopter. They got the specs. We got to stop the internet. Internet 2 has to come in. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we'll be back after this break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, live at PrisonPlanet.tv, GCN, and Infowars.com. And we're talking about Internet, too, and how they're trying to bring this in. And, you know, I listened to Stern on my way into work on the commute, and I was really distressed for him to go over Internet, too, and how we needed it. Finally, it's getting around to the mainstream. And he's like, from what I understand, the infrastructure of the Internet is so weak that they need a new internet. And it's so insecure that they need a new internet. Well, here's the security issue right here. They're saying Iranian hackers, somehow through a defense contractor, got the specs for Marine One, President Obama's helicopter. Totally fear-mongering. Give me a break. The evil Iranians, who we've been trying to demonize now for the past 8 years, they get the specs. And that's the infrastructure can't protect the specs of Marine One. Give me a break. And then I have to listen to these mainline guys going, well, the infrastructure is going to fail and these cyber terrorists are going to get us. That's the next big thing. The cyber terrorists are too easy. It's too easy for them to get in and get our information. So we have to combat that with Internet 2. But they never talk about what Internet 2 really is. And Internet 2 is going to be a regulation where you're only able to have subdomain pages on large corporation and university websites. So guess what? Infowars.com doesn't exist. PrisonPlanet.tv isn't here anymore. Pretty scary, isn't it? But, you know what's going to happen? This is small time. Big time is going to happen. Something big is going to leak. And it's all going to be, I mean, they're already trying to go at it with the copyright rules. Right now, the Pirate Bay is having a huge trial. And they're trying to go after them for copyright infringement, but they just post torrent files. Now, for those that don't know, a torrent file is basically a small file that allows peer-to-peer sharing. So, I want to get Fabled Enemies, and I want to get it in high quality. How do I do it? I look for the Fabled Enemies torrent. It's a small file. I download that. I run it through a torrent program. It downloads the bigger file, the AVI, the DivX file. Okay, and that's how we share things. You know, we encourage you to download the high-quality videos off of PrisonPlanet.tv or rip them from the DVDs you buy, make copies, and send out the links. You know, we already put it out in low-quality, easy time for Google Video, but sometimes we like to share the higher-quality stuff. Well, they're trying to end that right now. Some of the highest-rated torrents out there are movies like America's Freedom to Fascism that predicted this economic collapse, that talk about the North American Union, that talk about the Vera chip, that talk about these guys' plans. So it is so important to really be at the front line on this and say no to Internet 2 and explain to people that the infrastructure of the Internet isn't going anywhere and that this is an orchestrated event to gain new and more powerful controls over us. You know, that's why you're seeing more and more biometric thumbprint scanners on the laptops. You see, you won't be able to log on to this Internet 2 without them recording your IP address or having an Internet address where your biometric information is there. So, oh, I want to surf Google. Well, there's my thumbprints. And now they know everything you do. And this is under the guise of cyber terrorism. It's absolute nonsense. It's total fear-mongering. And, you know, I mean, these guys are the terrorists. For instance, you know, I was just talking to the great Alex Jones out in the hallway. And, you know, it's just a side story in the news, but they tested the anthrax spores that they were trying to pin on Bruce Ivins, the guy who mysteriously committed suicide in hell. In custody. I mean, absolute nonsense there. After they say, well, he committed suicide. He's the main suspect. We think he did these anthrax attacks again 7 years later. Well, they tested the anthrax folks. Guess what? Doesn't match. Not him. It's not the dead guy. Weird. But it's a side story. Most people probably bought into the propaganda. And again, no one knows who did that. It's absolute ridiculous nonsense. You know, and I did print this story out. I don't know if it's up there. They might have it pulled up. But Obama just released, I guess, all these Bush doctrine things right after 9/11 saying they're going to take away our freedoms. John Yoo, who wrote the memo saying, you know what, let's crush children's testicles in front of their parents to use that as an interrogation technique. And so they just published a bunch more of his nightmarish ideas. You see that yet, Jones, as he sits down? The great Alex Jones, folks. So,
oh, InfoWars.
InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, master.
Oh, yes. If I'm the master, we're in trouble.
But did you see that? He just he released all these documents. This is just today. And there are a bunch of stuff from John Yoo, who wrote those torture memos, saying, oh, you know, we need to torture kids in front of their parents to get information out about these dirty terrorists. And, I mean, they're talking about they're basically talking about buying up the press. Which they openly did, you know, putting out disinfo stories.
No, I didn't see that. I heard those were coming out. So here they are admitting they want to dominate the free press of the United States.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Here they are admitting they want to commit all these crimes. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's forgotten about it because Obama's in and everything's in high gear now.
And they somehow think because he made this public that he's not going to do it himself. He didn't repeal any of this stuff. He didn't repeal the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, parts of 3 that got passed.
Well, I mean, now it's 40-something billion they're going to spend on the military propagandizing us with these Kid Rock and Three Doors Down. I mean, imagine the amount of propaganda. These criminals are going for broke, but I just popped in here. I'm going to let you go back to what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and I really am excited about the show. And Jason, you know, there's so few people, believe me, we want to add more to what we're doing, who I think can really cover the information accurately. And it's just good to have you here in Austin, Texas. You've got Gilbert Griffin coming up next hour, and you've got a full-time producer here at the new InfoWars Command Center. Next week, we're going to finally shoot that tour of the new offices to show folks what we're doing here and do some other work with the Obama deception that's coming out. I just wanted to pop in and say I'm looking forward to Gilbert Griffin coming up and then phone calls in the third hour. And I just want to ask my listeners to spread the word about this new 9 to midnight show that Jason's going to be doing. He's going to be filling in, by the way, Friday for me because I'm not lying if I said I'm totally exhausted from the Obama deception, which was basically done today. But we've got a few other things we've got to do to get it ready. So that's coming out. So I'm going to take off Friday, take my children out for the day. And Jason's going to be sitting in Friday. But, you know, Jason's moved out here to Austin, Texas, and has a lot of talent, a lot of great insight. Did you see the report how the Bruce Ivins, supposed anthrax attacker, and they're now admitting that it isn't the same strain as the military grade that was released? I mean, they clearly killed a patsy to get that off the burner.
In custody.
Yeah, in custody. And then that was a blur barely in one or two articles. Anyways, yeah, government's psychiatric ward. I know you got a lot to cover, so I'm going to let you get back to that. And I'm going to be up here tonight working on some other stuff. So just enjoying the show, Jason. It's good to be sitting in this chair and to have you over there. This is exciting.
So it is exciting,
Alex. It's great having you here in Austin, Texas, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. And, guys, this is the hardest working man in the Patriot movement. I mean, he is here. I mean, you get here sometimes before I do. I stroll in usually around the first segment, you know, right around 11 o'clock or so. And you're here, you know, 10:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And you sometimes, I mean, especially working on the movie because it's your film, you've been here 12, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. sometimes. And then you're right back
here.
And
I do coast to coast here, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but listen, I do it because I know humanity has power. I know I can show people as an example of what one person can do through others and all of us synergistically working together. So that's why I'm doing this, literally pouring my heart and soul, my guts out into this. We have a good chance to win and people just believe in it. But I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing, Jason. Please continue.
All right. Thank you so much. There he is, folks. Alex Jones. And you know, why should we have to bow down to a criminal government like this one? I mean, especially, you know what? I looked at this article today. I'm just going to cover it really quickly because it really made me sick. But the Supreme Court won't review Agent Orange lawsuits of our veterans, Vietnamese nationals and U.S. military veterans who won against Dow Chemical and Monsanto. Monsanto, the demon corporation, if you will. They won a $180 million lawsuit, I believe it was. Yes, $180 million settlement. And you know what? Now the Supreme Court says they're not going to review it. They're getting none of the money and everybody can just suffer. Isn't that nice? Isn't it great how we take care of those who we say are serving and defending or the best of our country? Everybody's always like, you know what? The U.S. military, they're our best and brightest. Then why don't we treat them that way? You know, why don't we treat our first responders with the respect they deserve? Why do we have to let them die over a decade almost and then propagate lies in order not to give them aid? You know, and then people can actually win in court against these billion-dollar monster corporations. And guess what? No money either. And it gets swept under the rug. This is a small story. I mean, this is five paragraphs. Supreme Court won't review Agent Orange lawsuits. Let's see if that even makes that's a Reuters Wire story. You know, we have to go a lot of the times. I mean, we focus on mainstream news. But a lot of the times we have to go straight to the AP Wire or the Reuters Wire because the mainstream media doesn't cover this stuff. Or we have to go to the Daily Mail in the UK because they'll tell a little bit more truth about our country, just like we'll tell a little bit more truth about theirs. And meanwhile, you know, people want to get caught up in this left-right paradigm garbage.
Carlos, have a cupcake. Have a cupcake from Dog Almighty.
All right, yes. Dog Almighty cupcakes. It's like my birthday, a little piece of chocolate in here. Delicious. But folks, seriously, it's a side story. That should be a big story. People should be outraged, all right? But they're not. You know, they're gonna let it pass because we really don't care about our veterans in this country. We really don't care about our parents and our grandparents. That's why you see so many people put in those awful homes, and they're always a wreck. You know, society is falling apart. The family is falling apart. I'm gonna tell you right now, you only got one mother and father. You got brothers and sisters. You ain't going to have them forever. And we should be trying to take care of each other. We should be on each other's side. But we're not. You know, it's all about me, 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 me. Oh, look at my iPhone. Look how cool I am. Look at my haircut. Look at my car. I got spinning rims. I'm glad that fad is pretty much over with. I haven't seen any spinning rims in a while. But then again, I haven't been to Jersey or New York City in a while either. I mean, you see, West Coast is even worse, folks. I mean, West Coast is just like, you can't even believe what you're seeing. And what are you doing? And this is the reason we're losing our homes, because we let corporate banking takeover happen. We let ourselves believe that we could just take out as much credit as we want. We'd be taken care of. And these guys are going to take care of us. They don't like us. They like to consolidate their power. They like to put it out on a stick. Say, oh, you can have it. You can have it. No, you can't. Pull it on back. No dice. So how are we going to combat it? Well, I believe some of the best tools are over here at Infowars.com. We've got books and videos. We've got a few lined up right over here. Eye of the Phoenix is the third of the America's Secret Beginning series. And I only caught the first 20 minutes. I'm going to watch the next 2.5 hours soon, I hope. I mean, it's a long series. I've seen the first two films, Riddles and Stone, and, of course, America's Secret Beginnings. I believe it's The New Atlantis, it's called. And they're excellent. You know, we're going to have Tex Mars on later in the week to be discussing Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments. But Eye of the Phoenix, you know, from what I saw, is really a continuation of these two films, which are almost 6 hours. I believe the whole series is about 8.5-9 hours in length together. And it really paints a picture of what the architects of this quote-unquote New World Order believe in. And, you know, when I was first getting into this and people were trying to tell me, oh, they're into Luciferianism or they're into the occult, I laughed. I guffawed. Sure they are. Because I was under the impression, you know, from my life experience that, you know, Satanism was a joke and that, you know, these goth kids were the kids that couldn't play sports or didn't have friends in high school. But then you look at this and you see these people in power, in the upper echelons of power, doing Moloch worship, okay? And putting symbols all over, wearing death skulls on purpose, like the actual Nazi skulls. You know, not some hip t-shirt that's out there, but literally Nazi skull belts, such as the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger likes to pimp out. In fact, let's throw that up there. Schwarzenegger, you know, Schwarzenegger is just one of these prime examples of somebody who came from Nazis. You know, his father and his stepfather are these SS officers, you know, openly talked about how he loved Hitler and how he was a man of will, openly told Rolling Stone that he had dreams of being on a hill one day and being a great leader. And this guy loves the Nazi philosophy. He loves it so much that he rocks the Nazi belt. He loves it so much that he had Kurt Waldheim, Nazi war criminal, come to his wedding. And then in quotes saying, you know, I know that there's a lot of heat on Kurt because of these Nazi allegations. But we love him. Marie and I love him. Oh, we will always love Kurt. It's unbelievable. And you tell somebody that and they're like, not the Terminator, man. No way. Not Schwarzenegger. He's the Terminator. He can't. That's not possible. Come on, I grew up watching him. He's an action movie star. I'm like, no, this guy has a taste for power. He married into, can we zoom in on that belt at all? You can kind of see it. It's next to his little green tie. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. And this guy is, you know, buddies with Bloomberg over here. He's another one of these guys. I mean, he's not the worst of the worst. Bloomberg's actually, I'd say, somewhat tolerable. I mean, he's brought a police state into New York like no other. I mean, you're talking people in black uniforms, you know, submachine guns walking down. That's always weird for me. You know, you're down in New York City, and you see these guys. And they're not on every street corner, but when they are, they're very concentrated and very intimidating. And you go on down to the subway and you start seeing them, and you're just like, oh, my God, what's going on here? And it wasn't like that when I was a kid. You saw officers with handguns. You didn't see people in black uniforms or military with machine guns on the street. And that is becoming more and more prevalent in New York. And then even when you get out of the city, I mean, I've been in Austin here, you know, a week now. And I spent a good amount of the summer over here as well. And I mean, there's cops here, don't get me wrong. But there is nowhere near as many cops as if I'm driving from Albany and I'm on the thruway or I'm on 88. I mean, there are troopers everywhere, everywhere. And you will get pulled over for 10 miles over the limit. I promise you that. Here I've noticed, you know, you got to be doing 15, 20. You really got to be booking. I've seen a few people get pulled over here and there, but I don't even see that many cops. So New York is kind of scary in that police state way, especially the way they've really disarmed us. You know, I've talked about on Alex's show, it is extremely hard to get a carry and conceal permit in New York, if not impossible. And the only guns that you really can have are shotguns or rifles in your home. You're allowed to carry them in your car, but I think they have to be restricted in the trunk, and they're not supposed to be loaded, usually for hunting purposes. Well, why is it that we have such a concentrated military police force in the city there, a whole bunch of cops, and the people are being disarmed? Meanwhile, this is one of the you know, economic echelons of the world. I mean, New York City is where it happens. I mean, New York City is pretty much it. And then in the UK, out in London with the big banks that are printing the money. But these are the epicenters of financial power. And in New York State, I mean, seriously, man, you got to take a step back and you got to say why. Why is it that we're being conditioned like that? Why are there so many cameras on the streets? It's time to step up to the plate. Call it like it is. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We got G. Edward Griffin coming up in the top of the hour. We want you to turn in over at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. We'll be back after this.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Folks, this one's breaking. Yet another nominee of the Obama administration, guess what? Tax problems. This one's not quite as bad as Daschle's 120 grand that he owed. This is only 10,000, but it shows that they're all crooks and cheats and that, you know, it's taxes are for us. They're not for them, okay? They're for us. They're for the little guy. You know, they're for the guys they want to go after. They're for the small businessman. They're for the corporations that don't play ball with the globalists. They're not for the politicians. So Ron Kirk, you know, because he wants to be the U.S. trade representative in the Obama administration, he's going to pay that 10 grand in back taxes. Well, how nice of you, Mr. Kirk. Thank you so much. You know, these guys are the king of hypocrisy. They really are. They want to get you for every nickel and dime they possibly can. Meanwhile, they're printing the money out of nowhere, okay, in this Federal Reserve banking system that is that has been set up to implode for a new world banking system. They're announcing it, folks. There's a reason that Time magazine is now carrying articles with the headline, A New World Order. Again, anything but new. We're going to be getting into that in about 5 minutes with G. Edward Griffin. We're going to go over the birth of these roundtable groups, how they get their agendas passed. You know, things like the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, this large think tank organization of elites here in this country and all around the world. And they tap them one by one when they want their agendas passed. You know, some of those guys are lucky enough to go to the Bilderberg Group and they become part of the 144 elites. And then they disperse that information over the summer into the Bohemian Grove Club where they have 3,000 of these elites. All using compartmentalization throughout. So again, it is so important. There it is right there. Business and tech. New world order. We need a new global banking system to save us from what Gordon Brown is calling an international shadow banking system. Oh, really? Because international shadow banking systems didn't actually exist about 6 months ago when Alex Jones was on the air talking about them. They didn't exist when Jason Burmes was saying, hey, it's an international banking cartel. They don't exist until Gordon Brown actually comes out and says, there's an international shadow banking system, and we need world government to combat it. Because if we put the same people in power and give them more power and consolidation, we will solve the problem. It's absolute ludicrous insanity. And you watch how the media covers this little trip of Gordon Brown. It's going to be Brown worship. And the UK's our friend. Thank God for them. Without them, we probably couldn't hold the strain of the war. And it is so important to keep all those troops in Afghanistan now that we have this new enemy. I mean, we got three different insurgent groups grouping together, and they're going to kill our troops. We got 40% more violence this year than last year. Come on. Give me a break. And then the guy that's propagating it is a Western intelligence official over in Pakistan, and they won't even give his name. Once again, Pakistan is a puppet of U.S. and British intelligence. Even the Wikipedia page based on the ISI will tell you that. It is unfathomable to me that people are buying into this, well, you know, Pakistan's really the bad guy. They've let us do whatever we want the whole entire way. Well, those tribal regions, Jason, they don't have control over those tribal regions, really. Really. I find that hard to believe when every single time they find out they're paying off some warlord to carry out operations for us. In fact, we hired the Taliban against Kosovo. It's open. We gave them money, said, here you go. Please go into Kosovo, fire them up. They were our buddies then. You know, just like they were buddies in the 80s. Folks, we just got through the initial hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. And I am totally stoked. We're going to spend the second hour talking about the emergence of the New World Order here in the United States of America. It's anything but new. It is an old world order that continues to consolidate its power. G. Edward Griffin, an incredible lecturer and author, on the way. It's PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. And right now I'd like to introduce G. Edward Griffin, a prominent author and lecturer, someone I've actually gotten to see lecture and have dinner with, and he gives two really incredible lectures that I've seen. I've seen the New World Order lecture that we're going to go over today, and, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is available over at Midas Resources and Infowars.com. And, you know, it is just a scathing review of how the Federal Reserve was created, the monetary system. But since that's been a hot topic and we've been going over that, I really wanted to go over, well, who's controlling this, who's putting this all together, and how did they come about? Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jason, for inviting me. Good to be here.
So why don't you just give people a background? I mean, you've been doing this well over 20 years. You're an accomplished author, and you really show how, you know, the right and left are completely false paradigm, and that at the upper echelons is controlled by the same people.
Well, that's one of the most open secrets in the world. I mean, it's so obvious when you look at it, and in the last couple of decades, they've done very little even to hide that. And yet, so many people just don't see it because I think it's so... what's the right word? Discouraging, so shocking, so frustrating. People don't want to see it. They don't want that to be the case because they like to think that in this country and in all the democratic countries of the world, that they have a voice in their own political destiny. I mean, they want to feel empowered. They don't want to feel like they've been, you know, made fools out of. And so there's a great, I think, resistance on the part of a lot of people to face the facts that is, you know, really basically staring them right back from the mirror.
And that really does speak to the cult of Obama as well. I mean, people really wanted a winner. They really wanted change. And that's why, you know, this whole campaign of change we can, change we can believe in, change we can hope for, you know, hope for America. People wanted to hear these slogans, and they wanted a charismatic person who was well-spoken to tell them this. And even though every campaign promise that he's made has really been eviscerated. I mean, from us getting out of Iraq to, you know, ending relations with NAFTA. I mean, he's recanted on those things, but people are still behind him because they want a winner. You know, the Democrats now, it's just like he's not going to give up any of these torture powers. There was a great article out of Newsweek, I think like 2 weeks ago, Obama's Cheney Dilemma. And they were saying, well, you know, all these powers that Cheney and Bush had, the Obama administration's going to need them too because these terrorists are bad. And now the left is saying, you know what, you know, Obama probably does need those powers and he's going to be more responsible with them. So it seems to continue no matter who's in office. I mean, whoever, whatever puppet dictator we actually vote for. But the problem is that, again, just like you said, people don't want to believe it. They don't want to see, I mean, Obama, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So is his wife. He's part of these roundtable groups that we're going to discuss in the next segment. So how are we going to get beyond that? How are we going to unmask this guy?
Well, I just back up there a second, mm-hmm. Jason. I would be surprised if Obama is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I was not aware of that. He has been invited to speak at mm-hmm. the council. They're very very close. I mean, he is their choice. But I don't think he's actually a member of the CFR.
And, you know, you might be right. I know I've seen the video clips where he said he's spoken there and yeah. He, you know, would continue to speak there. But I'm pretty sure his wife is an open member.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it really doesn't make too much difference because he is surrounded by CFR people. Mm-hmm. He is the CFR choice. You know, there, I think another reason that people don't want to believe this obvious fact is because they don't have enough facts. They don't have any information to make it seem plausible. They don't know why it would be that way.
Well, we're going to give them those facts in just a moment. It's the Info Warrior, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the women, a bishop tells the king his lies.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior, and we are with G. Edward Griffin. Mr. Griffin, let's just get right into it. How were these roundtable groups formed? And what's their purpose? I mean, I know that's a very broad question, but these roundtable groups seem to still be in power today. This is how they, you know, delegate their power behind the scenes, and they use this, you know, fraudulent two-party system to get their agenda passed. You know, how did this all start?
Well, that's the history that I was going to talk about there a few moments ago. And until people understand the history and realize that there are historical facts and organizations with names and people with names and events that took place on dates, and all this can be documented, they kind of look at you like you're crazy. But once you get into the history and they see that this has a continuity that's been going on for over 100 years, then it becomes a different animal, you know. And I think the best place to look for this kind of history would be with the writings of a guy by the name of Professor Carol Quigley. Now, Carol Quigley was a professor at Georgetown University. He's deceased now, but he was a professor back in the days when William Clinton was a student there. And Clinton and Quigley hit it off pretty well, and they became friends. And as a matter of fact, when Clinton was nominated to the presidency as the candidate for the Democratic Party, in his acceptance speech, he acknowledged Professor Quigley in his speech. And a couple of times later in public addresses, he also made honorable mention to Quigley. So Quigley was important to Clinton even 23 years later after he was had left the university there. So, and that's very significant if you know who Quigley was and what he taught. Now, Quigley was a very well-known professor there. He was a historian, and he wrote a couple of books which can only be described as the conspiratorial view of history as explained by the conspirators themselves. Quigley was a fan of a group of men, very powerful men. He was part of their inner circle. Well, let's say he was privy to their inner circle. He was not a member of this conspiracy, but he was allowed to be their official historian. He was invited into their meetings. He was shown their private papers, and he was the person who wrote the history of this group. Now, this group never had a name. It was so wise that it chose not to have a name. Quigley, in some places, calls it the group. In other places, he just calls it the organization, or the Rhodes Group. It was actually funded by Cecil Rhodes at the turn of the last century. As many people know, Rhodes was one of the most wealthy individuals of all time. He had taken over the diamond and mineral rights of South Africa, and he had amassed a tremendous fortune for that period of time. But what they don't know is that he, upon his death, turned over this entire fortune to the creation of a secret society. And the purpose of that secret society was to literally conquer the world from behind the scenes, not using military means, but using infiltration, using propaganda, using political means, using treason, without calling it such. And this is what Quigley wrote about as a historian.
And people can see this in Tragedy and Hope, right? Tragedy and Hope is really the book.
Tragedy and Hope is one of the books, yeah, and the Anglo-American Establishment is the other one. And so in those two books, Quigley describes the history of this organization, how it came to being, and the purpose of the Rhodes Scholarship. Most people think, oh, that's nice that this guy Rhodes, upon his death, left some money so that some very bright students, qualified students, could get a good education and all that. Nonsense. The purpose of this the Rhodes Scholarship is to recruit people into this secret society. And they don't know anything at all about where most of Rhodes' money went. Anyway, Quigley explains that secret society has been one of the most important factors, if not the most important factor, since World War One, a factor in world events, I should say. And he explains that it's still in existence today. And he says its goal is literally to capture control of the world. Originally, the goal was to have the British Empire at the center of this power, but later on it evolved when the shift of power went to the Rockefeller Group, away from the Rhodes Group. It became what they now call the New World Order. That's how they refer to it fondly. And it's now, I would say, still dominated by the Rockefeller Group in New York. It was outwardly modeled after the Jesuit order, according to Cecil Rhodes' desire. And at the deepest levels, they had the classical formation of a conspiracy. And by that I mean they adopted the same structure that was used by Adam Weishaupt in the formation of the Illuminati. And although we are told that the Illuminati was disbanded, and it probably was, quite a while ago, the question arises, well, did it survive in some other form? Did it go underground? Is it still there, and so forth? All of which is not so important as the issue that Cecil Rhodes carefully selected the exact structure of the Illuminati and created his organization using that structure. And that structure is what they call rings within rings, which means that the people at the very center, three or four of them, have a little a clique. They're the all-seeing eye, you might say, at the top of the pyramid. And they select around them perhaps 30 or 40 people who are unaware that the real power resides with only two or three at the center. The 30 or 40 think that they are the entitled organization, the whole thing. And then that group creates another ring or an organization around it of perhaps several hundred or a thousand people, and they, in turn, are unaware that the control of their organization is in the hands of a smaller group at the center. And then the larger group forms still another larger group around it, which could have tens of thousands of people in it, and they, of course, are unaware of control from the inner circles. And that's what they call rings within rings, and that is exactly what they created, or well, I should say what Cecil Rhodes created. And when they set up branches of this organization in Europe, they called them the, well, they had front groups, and they had organizations called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They still exist in Great Britain and in all of the former British dependencies. But when they did it in the United States, they changed the name to the Council on Foreign Relations, because they figured in the United States the word Royal Institute wouldn't carry too much currency. People didn't want anything royal here. They just wanted something American. But the fact now remains that the Council on Foreign Relations was a front group for a secret society that still is in existence today. And the purpose of the secret society is to control the world from behind the scenes and to contour that world along the lines of global collectivism, which means very powerful centralized government where the government is the master, the people are the servants. And it's all done in the name of protecting the people, of course. So now we turn finally to the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm covering an awful lot of history here very, very rapidly, but Quigley details it painfully, you might say, over a thousand pages of documentation in his books. You come to the Council on Foreign Relations, and we find that in the United States, the members of the Council are the hidden rulers of America. They literally, you find these people, and there are only 4,000 of them approximately, and yet you find them literally in the controlling positions of all of the major power centers of society. By that I mean the political parties, both of them, and that's our point, both political parties are dominated by this secret organization. You find most of the heads of the great universities, the think tanks, the media outlets, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of the publications, New York Times, Washington Post, on down. It just goes down until you, when you look at the list, it just, your jaw drops clear to the floor. Think, my gosh, only 4,000 people actually control all of the major power centers of America. By that meaning, the groups that determine the information that Americans get, determine the policies of their government, determine to a large extent how Americans are educated and how they think, and it's just incredible. And there's the conspiracy. There it is, out right smack out in the open. And the information that I just covered here so quickly is readily available. You're not going to find it on the front page of the New York Times, but you will find it easily in any well-stocked library. And that's the amazing thing about it.
Yeah, and you know, you just described a process of compartmentalization, and you look at a group like the Council on Foreign Relations, which you just said have 4,000 prominent members in the United States. And you know, within these rings within rings, we find, you know, the Bilderberg Group. Now, this is a group that I believe meets at the end of May, or it's March. It's prior to the Bohemian Grove Club, but we only have 125 members of the Bilderberg Group each year, and then they usually bring in about 10 or 15 other people, just like they brought in Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton this year as their guests to have meetings with them. Now, these people, most of them, the majority of them, will go into something like the Bohemian Grove a couple months later, and they will disperse their agenda through compartmentalization to the 3,000 members there. And, you know, some of those people won't see the bigger picture, and so on and so forth, and then those guys will leave the Grove, and then they'll disperse their what they think is their agenda to their, you know, corporate ties or their political ties and what have you. And like you said, when you get to the core of it, I mean, we really do have a very consolidated amount of people controlling the entire globe. And you mentioned the Rockefellers, and this term New World Order. This is a term that has been used from world leaders such as Hitler, you know, George Bush Sr. Gordon Brown is talking about this now, like, all the time. And it seems to be a reoccurring term that's directed, you know, by this Rockefeller group. I want to talk about David Rockefeller and what the New World Order means to you, Mr. Griffin. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, only at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause?
Did you really believe that this war would end wars?
Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, William McBride, it all happened again. And again and again.
And it will keep happening, folks, until we step up to the plate and we expose these people for who they are. And, you know, we did just cover
just a whole mess of information about roundtable groups, the Council on Foreign Relations, consolidation of power, compartmentalization. But I want to talk about some of the top dogs. Now, the Rockefeller family, you know, starting with John D. Rockefeller and his sons, Nelson and David, David still being around, are one of the families out there that has really pushed for this global governance agenda. And they continue to push for it. I mean, David Rockefeller is one of the founding members of one of these other roundtable groups, like the Trilateral Commission. You know, and you discussed earlier the Rhodes Scholarship. Well, the Rhodes Scholarship, you know, not everybody who's a Rhodes Scholar is in on this, but this is a great recruiting tool for them to bring the best and the brightest into their organization. And often it's very appealing. They think that, you know, parts of their own agenda, which they think are a just cause, are going to happen because they're members of this. But often, you know, their work is twisted and turned into really this new world order system. So let's speak about the Rockefellers, and really, I mean, geez, they're behind so many of these organizations, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are, Jason. The Rockefellers are, in my view, probably the most important single force within this cabal. They're certainly the most dominant force within the Council on Foreign Relations. They probably have, they spend tremendous amounts of money within that organization, and through all of their captive organizations and corporate entities, they funnel money into this movement. They're kind of viewed as the grandfather and the great-grandfather of this movement. And, they're very much involved, and as a family, it's a dynasty moving in the direction of collectivism and the New World Order. If I could take just a second before we get completely off of the original issue of the so-called two-party system, I'd like to go back to Quigley just for a second, because in one of his books, I've forgotten which one it was now. The big thick one.
It's Tragedy and Hope, right?
Tragedy and Hope. Yes. He raises the question. He says, you know, okay, the goal is global collectivism. The goal is New World Order. The goal is the rule of the elite, with the masses passively following directions. So if that is the goal, then how do we keep the masses content? How do we keep them from uprising? How do we keep them in this position? And the answer is provided that we do it through something called democracy. Now, this comes as a shock to a lot of people because they think democracy is a wonderful thing. I mean, how can you have democracy, which is viewed generally as a means by which people participate in their own political destiny? They select their government. They determine all important decisions through majority rule and so forth. How can you let the people have a vote on these things? How can you have democracy and yet still have rule, absolute rule, by the elite? And Quigley answers that question very succinctly. I call it the Quigley formula. He says it's real simple, folks. He says all you have to do is have two political parties. Let the people divide up between these two political parties, but you control both of them, so that no matter which way they go, no major changes will be made in policies. You can let them fight it out on minor things, but when it comes to the major policies, in their view, that means the rush toward global government and the expansion of government nationally and regionally and internationally, the rush toward global collectivism, that is the policy that must be common to both political parties. And so he said it's real simple. And I'd like to just read, for those many listeners of yours who probably will never read Quigley, I'd like to read how he explains this, just a couple of sentences. This is Quigley speaking now. He says the national parties and their presidential candidates, with the Eastern establishment assiduously fostering the process behind the scenes, moved closer together and nearly met in the center with almost identical candidates and platforms. Although that process was concealed as much as possible by the revival of obsolescent or meaningless war cries and slogans, often going back to the Civil War.
Well, all right, we will come back and you can finish those quotes up. On the other side is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, and of course, A World Without Cancer. We'll be back after this. It's The InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names? Movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man, I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back. It is The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, the flagship show. Remember, folks, we're going to be 9 to midnight Central Time, 5 nights a week over at Infowars.com, GCN, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And before we go back to G. Edward Griffin, I'm quoting Carol Quigley, really the historian for this roundtable group that still controls the world. I mean, honestly, these are the guys that are the architects of this new global governance system they so desperately want to put into place. And their latest frontman is going to be exposed on March 15th, the Obama deception. Make sure, you know, if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're watching this on YouTube tomorrow, that's great, you know, but you might want to get it. It's only $5.95 a month. Alex has, I believe, 12 of his own films. This is going to be number 13. He's produced two of my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, also excellent pictures. I believe America Freedom to Fascism is up there. I think you can get some of the older interviews with G. Edward Griffin, where he not only goes over his New World Order lecture, but also The Creature from Jekyll Island and a lot of other great information. In fact, you have a website, don't you, G. Everett?
Well, yes, we got a couple of them, Jason. Our commercial site where you can find all these products, these books and recordings, is called The Reality Zone. That's realityzone.com. But where we get into the history and we talk about ideology and what needs to be done about it, that's our freedom organization, and that's called FreedomForceInternational.org.
Yeah, and you guys are really, You guys are really at the forefront of trying to get this information out there. And, you know, from when I talked to Ted Anderson and others, I mean, your book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, has never sold so well. More and more people are waking up to this global banking cartel, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. It sort of kicked them in the fanny, so it got their attention, I guess.
Now that it's on the front page of the paper, finally, after we've been talking about it forever. So you were finishing up with some Carol Quigley quotes. Why don't you read that last one?
But it's sure. To me, this is the heart of it, and he says it so well in this sort of a sophisticated style. I already read the part where he said that the two parties had come together historically, and the fact was concealed as much as possible, he said, by the revival of obsolescent or meaningless war cries and slogans, often going back to the Civil War. And then he continues. He says, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. Either party in office becomes, in time, corrupt, tired, unenterprising, and vigorless. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years, if necessary, by the other party, which will be none of those things, but which will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. And there you have the Quigley formula, and if it sounds familiar, it's because that's what we've been living under since World War I. That's how long this plan has been in effect. And so when people get all excited over a Republican or a Democrat candidate, oh, this president's going to be different, I just have to laugh. Those people don't have any idea of what's really going on out there in the world. And you can be sure that these people at the CFR, following the leadership of David Rockefeller, those people laugh. They must laugh hilariously at the American public getting all excited about throwing the rascals out from one party or the other and just jumping back and forth between Republican to Democrat, Democrat to Republican. Meanwhile, the country just continues to go right down the tubes toward global collectivism.
Absolutely, and it almost seems like each administration has their separate role in bringing about that plan. I mean, with Bush, it was his war on terrorism. It was all about having a military presence in the Middle East and bringing police state measures here at home. And now you brought in this new guy who spoke out against all that but repealed none of it. And, you know, he just put out his plan for withdrawal of troops. It's anything but. We're talking about combat troops, he says, there until the end of 2011, conveniently right before another election, and then we're still going to have 50,000 troops there. And, you know, just before you came on, I read this new article. Of course, the Taliban has a resurge in Afghanistan, and we're redistributing our forces there.
Yeah.
And it's not just going to be the Taliban anymore, because they're calling it the Council of United Holy Warriors, has now banded to fight us.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever plan they have for withdrawal will be very well received by the American people. But when the date arrives, they say, oh, well, we changed our mind. We can't do that now. You know, that's how it works. Promise them anything, but do what you want to do is the slogan of these people. And unfortunately, the American public is not, you know, very well educated in these things. They actually believe politicians when they hear their speeches. And as long as that goes on, I suppose there's not much hope.
Well, I hope that people wake up and realize that this is just rhetoric on paper delivered by somebody who is charismatic and can speak well. I don't think they're going to wake up to that, unfortunately. But hopefully, the policies will just be so out of control, so many people will be losing their homes and their jobs, that they'll be forced to wake up instead of what they have planned. And that's really bringing in all these social programs to save us. I mean, that's why you have people like Gordon Brown, who is a member of the World Sustainable Society, the UK Prime Minister, calling for a global New Deal. Can you speak to that? What do you think this global New Deal will look like?
Well, it's more of the same thing. I might add that this same false competition between the so-called left and the so-called right goes on in just about every country, maybe not the communist countries, but where you've just got the left, and that's about it. But certainly is going on in Great Britain and most of the European countries, where voters there think that they've got a left-wing and a right-wing type of choice.
The Labour's or the Tories.
Yeah, and so it's more of the same. That's my best comment. I don't listen to the these speeches of British politicians with any more belief than I do to American politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I just know they're playing the same game, and our British brethren are falling for the same game just like Americans do.
Well, let me read you this quote, because I found this kind of shocking, because Brown, you know, who is this huge New World Order advocate, actually came out this week and said that they have, quote, an what is an international shadow banking system. And he called it also a shadow banking government almost, and with no regulation. Now, we've been saying this, you know, people like yourself, Alex Jones, myself, have been saying that there was this shadow global system, this shadow banking cartel, and we're laughed at. You know, we were literally, oh, there's the bankers love us. They're trying to do the best thing for the country, for the world. They would never do such a thing. Now you have the UK Prime Minister coming out and saying, oh, there is this shadow global banking system, but what's going to save us is more global regulations and a World Bank.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so now he's saying it's a good thing we've got that, isn't it, folks? You know?
Exactly. So they come out and they admit it eventually, but then they spin it as to their own, you know, means to an end. And anybody who buys into this, I mean, after all the denials of our world leaders that there was some kind of a banking cartel out there, and even in this country, they're saying, oh, it was a big mistake. You know, nobody could foresee this. They didn't really want to blow out the economy. But, you know, people like yourself and others have been studying, you know, just the North American Union now for the past 20 years. And do you think that that's what Obama's here for, to properly bring in, the consolidation of Canada, the United States, and Mexico? Will we see that in this term?
Well, I don't know whether we'll see that in this term or not. It's quite possible. But I know we're going to get closer to it if we don't get all the way to it. I think the purpose of Obama was to diffuse the anger against the government that was pent up because of the terrible performance of the Bush administration. It was time for a change, as they say. It was time to, as quickly he said it, throw the rascals out and bring in new rascals who weren't going to change anything, but let the voters think that they had really accomplished something. I think that's why Obama was brought in, because he could play that role pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with his ties to things like the Kissinger Institute, you know, we talk about these, you know, things like Rhodes Scholarship. Well, the Kissinger Institute is really just another extension of that, again, recruiting these very bright individuals into their shadow organization. I mean, Henry Kissinger is another one of these guys, a CFR guy, I believe. He's also a Bilderberger almost every single year. And he's on CNBC saying, again, you know, another New World Order quote, Obama has a great chance to use this crisis to bring in a New World Order.
Oh, yeah. In my personal view, I think that Kissinger is probably the right-hand man for Rockefeller. I think if Rockefeller wants to deliver a message, he doesn't do it in person or by email. He sends Kissinger, you know.
Well, that's go into that. I mean, people don't really realize. I mean, Kissinger, as Secretary of State, he's been convicted of war crimes across the world. I mean, this guy is not a nice guy. I mean, and he's a politico genius. He's a very good strategist. And he's given sort of a reverence in this country of a great man. But to me, he's anything but.
Well, I agree. He's a great man, like a conqueror is a great man. My wife and I were talking about that the other day. How is it that all of the great killers of history are viewed as great men? I mean, she's in the genealogical society, and they're all trying to prove that they're related to Charlemagne. I said, well, why does anybody want to be related to Charlemagne? He's one of the great killers of history. Well, he was a great man, you know.
Yeah, you know what? It just seems like in the, you know, when you look at history, everybody wants to be part of like a conqueror or, you know, one of these great despots because they have a name, and it's kind of sick, you know, and that might be one of the big problems with our society. We always want to root for a winner, and it doesn't matter, you know, if that winner is a good person. We want to get behind, just like you said, we want to be part of something. We want to be part of a party, or we want to be part of, you know, this new change that's coming to America. Or just like you said, you know, some people are crazy enough to want to be, you know, related to a despotic killer. And it blows my mind that more people can't just take a step back and want to have the ideals of our founding fathers, of our Constitution, of our Bill of Rights, of a free humanity, one where we have a stake in how we live our lives, not one that's controlled by a shadow banking elite. And, you know, with a global bank will come global government. And I think that's also one of the big reasons you're seeing a push for, you know, regulations on climate change. And we really have to bring the Kyoto protocols into play. And that's why the EU is now talking about spending $220 billion for climate change reform in third world nations. Well, you know, according to these guys, what causes climate change are big industrial cities, SUVs. You know, New York City, L.A., and Chicago should really create more, quote-unquote, global warming than the rest of the third world combined. I mean, the only industry they have there are the sweatshops that we put there for, you know, slave labor. So this, it's just crazy to me how it has gone so quickly. You know, from when I first came across 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Alex Jones's first film that woke me up to something greater than even 9/11 being an inside job, where he's talking about these regulations and saying that a carbon credit system is going to come into play, to 2009, when, you know, Al Gore is nominated and wins the Nobel Peace Prize for his, you know, global government / you know, climate change documentary that I just totally and completely insane. And now they're proposing it. They're saying we need carbon credits. And, you know, that's part of it, isn't it? This cashless society control grid.
Well, yeah, it's a control grid, and it's done in many different ways. A cashless society is done through information. It's ultimately a complete feudalist system, high-tech feudalism, where people are completely at the service of their masters. They may be given a certain modicum of affluence. They may enjoy a color TV. They may eat okay, as long as they're good boys and girls and do exactly as they're told. But if they step out of line or object to anything, the little chips that are under their skins will be swiped, and they'll not be able to have any purchasing power. They won't be able to eat. They won't have any place to live. They won't have a job, and they'll die. You know, I think that's where it's headed. Now, that sounds very extreme. Perhaps some people are saying this guy is wacko, but this is the end of the line. That's where it's really headed. And so it really doesn't make any difference about money anymore when you get to that stage. I had one of my readers of our unfiltered news system, our news network, write to me. He said, well, aren't these guys shooting themselves in the foot? Because, look, if everybody's bankrupt, nobody will be able to pay the taxes. Nobody will be able to send any money to the government. Where's the government going to get the money? And what they don't understand is that at that point, the government is the master. The government doesn't need money. It doesn't have to buy anything. It just commands what it wants. It commands whatever it needs. It commands you to do whatever they want you to do. And money is a secondary thing.
Yeah, because it's taken over so much infrastructure. It controls the roadways. It controls the skyways. It controls
everything.
The military. That it doesn't even matter that there's a monetary system anymore, because they control all the infrastructure.
That's right, and the monetary system disappears into a bunch of digits, and the digits mean nothing. So
yeah,
anyway, that's a pessimistic view. I hesitate to talk too much about that, because it probably is probably very discouraging to people who are hearing this for the first time. But nevertheless, it needs to be said so that people can get serious about taking some constructive action. We can't
Absolutely.
Put off this thing. We can't put off a solution any longer.
You know, do we have a shot at really coming up with a third party where we have a chance? I mean, you look at Ron Paul, and he got so far in the Republican debates, despite the media trashing him at every step of the way. Oh, I mean, I had to read things like they were calling Ron Paul supporters Paultards. I mean, just the most vicious, you know, just incendiary remarks. And now you see him on all sorts of mainstream shows, because he was the only person talking about the implosion of the economy and the economic crisis we now face. So, you know, is there a shot 4 years down the line, you know, something like Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, which I'm very much behind? You know, can we take back some of the local government? Can we take back some city council spots, some Congress spots, maybe even a Senate spot?
Well, that's the thing that Freedom Force International is focusing on right now. I think it's important to look far beyond just the political campaigns. If we just rev up for a political campaign every 4 years, we're not going to change anything. The work needs to be done right now in gaining influence over media outlets, getting people to subscribe to Alex's programs, to subscribe to our unfiltered news, to get involved in networks of a free flow of real information, because I don't care whether it's a Republican or a Democrat nominee or a third party candidate, unless the media allows that candidate to express himself, unless the people hear him and know what he has to say, it doesn't make any difference. So our real problem, I think, is creating a way of breaking the media block between now and 4 years from now.
Yeah.
And then I think we need more than just a candidate. We need, I mean, at the national level, we need to start getting candidates in at the local offices and running for mayor and school superintendent and all of that sort of thing. And that's what we're trying to do.
You know, I would like to believe we can do that, but, you know, it reminds me of a Rockefeller quote where he literally thanks the New York Times and all these other great publications for keeping their agenda quiet for all these years, without which it wouldn't have been possible. Folks, the media is bought and paid for by our corrupt global government. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release
it,
Donald.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Oh,
folks, we are back. It's the first show. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Remember, you can catch the podcast if you missed any of this tomorrow over at InfoWars. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour. The number is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. And finishing up with G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You can get that over at InfoWars.com or Midas Resources, Freedom Force International. You know, I just brought up that quote at the close of the segment. Rockefeller literally thanked the major publications for keeping their plans for global government out. And I think that quote is, what is that, from the mid-'80s, early 90s?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like not only hasn't it changed, but they've consolidated power even further. I mean, in 2000, the CIA was caught in the CNN offices. There's been a couple of journalists that have been publicly ousted for getting paychecks from the government. And, you know, we know that they're keeping tabs, I mean, literally running FBI files on those that aren't part of the club, or subversive journalists, I guess. I mean, they've been doing this forever, and, I mean, you can get some of these files. So how do we overcome that in 4 minutes?
Yeah, well, I can tell you how to do it in 4 minutes, but I can't do it in 4 minutes. That really is what Freedom Force International is focused on, Jason. As you know, Alex is one of our honorary members of Freedom Force, not honorary, but honored members of Freedom Force. And the reason he's there and the reason I'm there and the reason so many people are there is because we do think we have a shot at turning this around. But we know exactly what's needed. We can't do it just by being alarmed, just by reading another book, or just by listening to an interview on the radio or attending a seminar. We've got to get out there and recapture control of the power centers of society. And that the most important ones, of course, are the political parties and the media and the educational system. It's a huge task. It's going to take a little while, but it can be done. In fact, we can do it by reversing the process by which these members of the CFR have done it. They have captured control of the power centers of society. It's taken them quite a while, but nevertheless, they did it. Now we have to undo it. We have to go into all of these organizations. We have to work together and recapture control. Then the masses will follow. We don't need to convince everybody, because the population is general, that they will follow leaders. It only takes about 3% or less of the population to determine how a nation is going to go. The leadership, the people that are in the power centers of society, the rest, they'll follow no matter which way it goes, and they'll think that they had a voice in it. This is a fact of life. So we have to go in there where the leadership is. We have to become active and become influential and gradually turn this huge ship around. And it can be done. And anybody that wants to participate in this epic undertaking, I urge them to come to the website and look at freedomforceinternational.org. The plan is laid out there. They're going to need quite a few hours to read it all, but they'll get an idea in 15 or 20 minutes what we're all about. So check it out. I think you're going to like it. It's freedomforceinternational.org.
I've always said that the models that we should be looking at are the models of Gandhi and especially Martin Luther King Jr. And until we take to the streets and, you know, start, like you said, you can't just read a book, watch a movie, or listen to an interview. You have to take action. And that's what we're lacking. Yes. I thank you so much for joining us on this first show. We wish you the best, and we want people to check out The Creature from Jekyll Island, especially if they haven't.
Thank you, Jason. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. All right, it's the Info Warrior. We'll be back with your phone calls, 866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
The New World Order at full force here. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And I said I'd go to your calls. I meant it. After enduring two painful hours of Jason Burmis talking, well, actually, last hour, I mean, G. Edward Griffin always trumps me. He's a much smarter man. He's much more articulate than I am. And I really love his work. He's also quite the gentleman in person. But without further ado, let us go to our first caller on the show ever. Let's go to Luke in Australia. Luke, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I suppose I want to talk about the New World Order in Australia and how it's really, really covered.
Mm-hmm. Are you still with us? Or did they pull them? I think we dropped them. I don't know. Those international lines, it's tough. Yeah, we don't really cover Australia's role quite as much in the New World Order. I can't even tell you what the Prime Minister's name. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, they're in that area.
It's Keebler.
It is not Keebler, Jones. Do you know what the Prime Minister over there's name is?
Keebler.
Is it really Keebler?
Yeah.
Well, we got Mike on there?
Call back from Australia.
All right, yeah, call back from Australia. We'll go over to... But, I mean, over there, they've been caught putting SV40 in the vaccinations. And, we have to go to the other mic. The mic's off. My mic's gone. Mike. I'm off the air, I guess.
All right, so... Hey,
Burmish,
you're on the air over there.
It's
fine.
All right, well, they're telling me I'm off the air. They're telling me to go to the other mic. All right, folks. Sorry about that. All right, so we're back. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know as much over there. I know, again, they have forced DNA databases. They're talking about how they're going to have... I think it was over in Australia this week. We did cover that story where they're going to have...
Hey, Burmish, let me just be clear.
Yes.
You were always on air. Genesis had some hiccup between us and Austin, Texas, and Minnesota.
Okay.
So whenever Pouty Pants up there has a problem, don't worry, just keep going.
Okay. I was trying to switch mics in the middle, folks. I mean, we're seeing, you know, I got four cameras over here. I got two microphones. I'm only one guy. But, you know, we try to cover that as much as possible. You know, I actually had a job offer in Australia earlier this year, and it was a good job offer. I wasn't sure that I wanted to go all the way across the world, but, I mean, there's no running for it. It's called a New World Order for a reason, okay?
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're back. I can hear you in my mic now.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are absolutely on par with each other. I mean, just look again in the vaccinations, at the DNA databases, at the lack of control. And over in Australia, I believe that we also covered a story where they were trying to censor the internet, much like China.
Yeah, and that was actually the new Prime Minister now, Kevin Rudd. They released a
That's it, Rudd.
Fact sheet. Yeah, there. That's it. Before the election a couple of years ago. And they said that the ISPs will be required to offer the clean feed services, but now it's been changed, and they said, oh, well, you know, it's always been, you know, mandatory and stuff like that, so they've changed it, or they just lied about it. Exactly.
Well, what happens is they first put them into place. In other words, they do it, and then, like, a few years later, after the infrastructure is already there, they announce it like it's new, but it's not new at all, and they just continue on with their own plan. So it makes it a lot harder for somebody like yourself to combat it, because it's already in place, and then they say something, oh, it's always been like that, and then the neighbor, you know, who has no idea what's going on, it's always been like that, you know, and they just trick the masses constantly, man. I thank you for the call, especially from so far away. All right,
And just one last quick thing, if I
sure.
could.
Sure. Go ahead,
Actually, a couple of years ago in my politics class, we actually watched Loose Change.
Oh, excellent. Well, so you had a pretty enlightened professor. Well, we did Breakthrough on the History Channel with Loose Change in Australia and New Zealand. History Channel International did play that, and God bless them for it. You know, I wish we could play it here in the States, but, you know, just seeing that it got across to you and others like you, is, you know, a big, it's a big win for this movement. You know, we got to keep pushing forward, just like G. Edward Griffin said. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to go to Anthony, Michael, and Rusty after the break. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Okay, Jones is asking what happened.
E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, Rage Against the Machine, covering Bruce Springsteen, a classic, The Ghost of Tom Joad. All right, let's just rush right through these calls. Let's go to Anthony in Ohio. Anthony, what's on your mind? You with us, Anthony?
Congratulations on the show, man.
What's up, man?
Oh, sorry. Congratulations on the show, Jason.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I hope you're enjoying it.
I am. I was there actually in New York. I saw your screening of Fabled Enemies.
Oh, excellent. What did you think of the film?
Oh, it was great. I've got tons of copies. We go around. We pass a lot out.
So you're part of the solution. I mean, you know, again, you know, it's not just about listening to these radio shows, although they're a great, you know, source of information since we do blast through mainstream news. It's about being active. And, you know, these movies, to me, even before I was making them, I was burning them and handing them out. So it's, you know, it's so great to see other people doing that.
Well, thanks, man. I'm actually a member of We Are Change Ohio.
Excellent.
And I wanted to, I just kind of wanted to call and put out the word to anybody who's listening in Ohio. You know, as many people know, a lot of these states are now declaring sovereignty under the 10th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also trying to declare sovereignty here in Ohio. So
excellent.
If any listeners in Ohio want to get involved, there's an online petition being circulated right now.
Okay.
And you can go to ohiofreedom.com and sign it. You can download. There's a PDF file. We've been going door-to-door right now circulating it. What it's called the Ohio Liberty and Sovereignty Resolution. And they're trying to present this to the State House by April 13th. So,
well, that's excellent. How many signatures do you need?
We're just basically trying to get as many as we can right now. We've got a couple people that are going to present it to the State House on April 13th. So I'm actually going to get video for that. Just like we defeated the Globalist Constitutional Convention, we're going to bring this to the State House and see where it goes.
Yo, man. Sounds great. Keep kicking NWO ass, and you know that's what we need. You know Texas is doing it, New Hampshire's doing it, now Ohio's trying to do it. We got to keep pushing forward, and that's the way to do it. All right, let's jump to Michael in Ontario. Michael, what's on your mind?
Jason, yes. Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and congratulate you here on your first show.
Thank you.
Actually great to have an alternative to Alex Jones's voice. I listen to him every day, but he just gets so fired up that, you know, you try and slip people some of his material, and they're just like, what, this guy's a nutter. And, you know, I know he's not, you know he's not, but it's, you know, it's really nice to have your voice of reason out there now, too.
Well, thank you.
I did appreciate your G. Edward Griffin guest there today. Yeah, I know that, like I said, not everybody's going to read, but I know he kind of convinced me to go and look into Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. And
that's a thick book. That's a very intimidating book. I mean, it's not an easy one to read.
That was kind of, I guess, my question there. I didn't quite catch the title of what was the last one? The Anglo-American...
I believe it's the Anglo-American Empire.
Empire. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
but you could, you know what you can do? You can just look up Quigley on Wikipedia, just Wikipedia will give you all of his publications and a quick little thing just so you can reference them very fast. You know, Quigley is one of these guys that, to me, probably had the best of intentions. He wasn't in the decision-making process. And when you read, you know, his take on this, you know, he's for what they said their ultimate goals were, but he had a lot of contention with their means. The problem is, I don't think that they were straight up with what exactly their goals were, other than, you know, this global government ruled by this banking class. I mean, I find it hard-pressed that he was out there and he knew about things like, let's microchip the planet, you know, let's kill 80% of the people. I'm sure those things weren't brought up in the meetings that he was privy to. So, you know, although he, you know, he's an excellent person to look into, he really shows you these roundtable groups, the CFR, Rhodes Scholarship, all that other stuff. He really was not in on what the hardcore plans are. And unfortunately, the hardcore plans are really to cull the masses, kill 80% of us, and create a slave-chipped class.
Actually, there's, you know, I've got some favorited IBM commercials where they do you may have seen this actually on years ago, where they show the kid walking through pretending to steal all these groceries and whatnot. Then he goes walking out, and the RFID chip kind of scans him, and the security guard walks over looking like he's going to tackle him and take him down. And he's like, oh, you lost your receipt, sir. You forgot your receipt, sir. You know, and the guy just kind of exactly just showing shopping with a chip, essentially. But I won't hold you up. I'll let you tear through the other calls, and congratulations, bud. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go to Rusty in Indiana. Rusty, what's on your mind? You with us?
Yeah. It's Iowa, actually.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I got IA. My bad.
That's cool. Hey, I just wanted to call in and drop a line. I'm in the Midwest here, and it's really hard to convince a lot of people to look into some of this stuff. You know, I mean, it really floors me to look at the prison for our minds that the elite have created. They do exist. They are out there. The threat is real. And by the time most people figure out, it's going to be too late, which is really sad. But, you know, there are some of us out here that know what's going on, want to get involved. And, you know, just just listening to these shows isn't enough. I mean, it really has represented in my mind that, you know, you want to get involved, you want to do things. The best way to do that is to get on the inside. So I went and got registered for school, and I'm going to take a internet security course, you know, like they're offering that. Mm-hmm. So I figured one of the best ways to get involved.
Well, you better watch out because the internet is bad, man. We got to bring in internet too, don't you know? The Iranians just hacked the Marine Corps One. I mean, the thing is that we do need to educate ourselves, and people like you in those classes, even though you might not have all these sympathetic ears, it's still so important to talk to your friends and family and try to get them to understand. And, you know, that's why I'm doing this show, is because, again, not everybody is going to take to Alex Jones's style. Not everybody's going to be able to sit through an entire Alex Jones film. Not everybody can sit through Loose Change. You know, it's very hard. It's different strokes for different folks, but that doesn't mean we should stop trying. And, you know, I think it's great that you're trying to educate yourself on the internet. Hopefully, you know, when you're talking to people and people are talking to you about internet too, you're educated enough to say, hey, wait a minute, that's a lot of propaganda. The infrastructure isn't falling apart. They just want to bring in a consolidation of power. And they want basically these corporations and universities to decide what kind of content you and I can see on the net.
I agree totally. I think one of the hardest things that, you know, presents itself to us, the battle is just putting a face on these elites, making sure that people understand that these people are real and they do have an agenda. I mean, that's the thing that really confuses me the most is, you know, it took me a long time to really, you know, concrete that fact in my mind that these people are real. And, you know, it's one of the struggles, I think, is coming up with ways to get people to just admit that this is actually happening. I don't know.
Well, as more and more people lose their homes and lose their jobs, it's going to be very, very hard to deny. I thank you for the call, Rusty. I hope you tune in all week. All right, let's jump to Bob in one place that's really close to my hometown, Albany, New York. What's up, Bob?
What's up, Jason? Did you see Ashton Kutcher's Twitter account? He had a link to Loose Change on there.
Oh, did he really?
He said he was watching. He was showing it to his cousin.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know. You know, Twitter is so new to me. Like, you know, I only get hip to these things so quick. Like, I was one of the later guys on even MySpace and then Facebook. I had to get a Facebook. By the way, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I could use the friends and affiliates, guys, so if you guys want to jump on over there. But what is this Twitter? Explain what Twitter is for people. It goes to your cell phone, right?
I think so. I just jumped on, too, because actually I saw on the Loose Change forums that someone posted
And which one was he sharing? Do you know whether he was sharing the second edition or the final cut?
It was the second edition.
Second edition? Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent, man. You know, you need these. It's not so much that, you know, these Hollywood celebrities have one up on us. It's that they have a bigger voice and a huge audience. So when they like something or they check something out, you know, they can spread it to the masses. That's why it was so important for people like Charlie Sheen, Willie Nelson, Rosie O'Donnell to come out, because they reached the masses. And now, you know, 9/11 Truth is in the pop culture terminology. You know, they want to, you know, marginalize us and call us, you know, conspiracy theorists or tinfoil hat wearers, but we were smart enough to coin the term 9/11 Truth, and that is going to forever be in our language.
Yep, and he had about 250,000 people that saw that, so that's a good thing. And also, I just wanted to say that I think he's sort of awake, but he's still on the whole Obama train, I think, but you know, hopefully he'll watch the Obama deception and turn around.
Hey, you know what? A lot of celebrities have been fooled. I thank you for that. I think we're going to play the clip right now. I think he has a comment. Is that a YouTube clip right there? Can we pull that up, Jaron? The wonderful producers of the Info Warrior. Well, hopefully he doesn't curse in it. Let's pray to God. It's 35 seconds long. We can take the chance, guys. We can take the chance. So, you know, for a Hollywood celebrity to do that. Maybe it's just hip-hop music, and it's against the thing. Maybe we'll have Aaron do a story on it over at InfoWars. So, you know, even though this guy's an Obama supporter, he probably doesn't see the big picture yet. That's what people don't understand. Not everybody is going to see the big picture off the bat. I mean, I didn't see the big picture off the bat. It took films like Road to Tyranny and then me studying for months and years at a time afterwards to try to put the big picture together. All right, let's jump to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, what's on your mind? You with us, Chris?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
man. What's
up? I wanted to speak about genetic engineering. I think I've heard Alex mention that they actually have technology where they can combine animals with people.
Well, that is called a chimera, sir. That's whether it's an animal or with people or two separate types of species. In other words, it could be a person and a pig, or it could be a goat and a pig, or it could be a pig and a jellyfish. That's why we have glow-in-the-dark pigs. You know what? We'll bring that up, and we're going to talk about that, because I want to talk a little bit about scientists' stem cell breakthrough ends ethical dilemma. Basically, these guys have de-aged human skin cells into their embryonic form to create stem cells. Science is crazy right now. We will be back. It's the Info Warrior.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're on the line with Chris, and we're talking genetic engineering. So I want to play this clip right here. These are the glow-in-the-dark pigs. This is jellyfish DNA injected into a pig. And not only did they make these things, but one of them had piglets, and two of the 11 piglets carried on the trait. And now, you know, part of the species on the planet are these glow-in-the-dark pigs. Let's play it. Can we get it, guys? We got audio?
Altered to make it glow fluorescent green, has given birth to a pair of fluorescent piglets. Thank goodness we finally reached that scientific milestone. Mama pig gave birth to a litter of 11 in China over the weekend, and two of its babies came out glowing. Scientists say the piglets' birth proves that genetically modified pigs can pass on their engineered traits to their young. Researchers now want to see if they can grow human organs in pigs to use in transplants. For MSNBC.com, I'm Willie Geist.
And before we go back to the caller, I would really like to suggest that all you guys out there that don't understand how they're doing this and patenting life, check out a movie called The Corporation. Now, a lot of it is leftist nonsense, but a lot of it is really good, and it shows how corporations exist as a person and what their abilities are. And one of the things that one of the corporations did in the 70s is they created this bacteria, this living organism that ate up fuel. So in other words, fuel oil spills, they dump this stuff, and they would eat it up. They'd clean up the fuel oil spills. Well, originally the patent office said, you know what, you can't patent life. It's illegal. You know, so this is just going to be, you know, a new species and you can't really patent it. Well, they used their lobbyists to say that they could patent life, and eventually it was overruled, and now you can patent all life that is not 100% human. So you can literally have something that's 99% human and 1% something else, be it chimpanzee, a pig, a cow, and that is now owned by a corporation. So I hope I've cleared something up. Chris, go ahead.
Yes, well, I saw a picture on the net of what looked like a part human, part dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, the picture looks so real, but you know what they're able to do with makeup.
Yeah, I mean, I do Photoshop and all that other stuff, so you know, I can't comment without seeing it. I would just say you type in the word chimera, or you type in the words human chimera, and you're going to come up with all sorts of things that are admitted. And I can't imagine what's out there in these black sites like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all these other places, you know.
Human chimera. How's chimera spelled?
I believe chimera starts with a C-H. So if you say, I think it's C-H-I-M-E-R-A, and if I'm wrong, Google will respell it for you and it'll come up rather quickly. It'll give you the definition. But check it out. I mean, there's so many public chimeras out there, it's really hard to keep track. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Mark in Maryland. Mark, what's on your mind? You with us, Mark?
Hey, man. Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
All right, Jason. A thought came into my mind when you started talking about glow in the dark pigs, and I started laughing so hard. You know, they say Obama wasn't born in Africa, and we can't figure out if he was born in
Kenya or not.
In Kenya. I mean, they hatched him somewhere. Just thank God they didn't use any of that glow in the dark stuff wherever they hatched him. My goodness. Hey, Jason, I am so excited you got a show going. I really am. Congratulations on it.
Well, thank
you. I am going to be listening to radio all night and all day now.
Well, you can always pick up the podcast. And like we said, you know, we're going to put all the video up on YouTube. We're shooting 3 hours of PrisonPlanet.tv the whole time. We're trying to expand the operation, you know. Alex, you know, is trying to put this big studio and big office to good use. I mean, I've seen so many new faces in here. I've seen a lot of returning faces from the summer when I was here, and I'm just so happy to see us expanding, because if we want a shot at this, we really do have to become a larger media organization. We are sometime down the line going to have to get a satellite network or a cable network or something, because there is just nothing out there. I mean, the closest thing to real news out there is, unfortunately, it's Al Gore's current TV network, and there's so much propaganda about, have you seen this network? It's actually, like, I would have to say about 60 to 70% of it is excellent. Because you got these, you know, young, hungry journalists that are independent, going to like third world nations, doing real stories. There's another decent news outlet out there. Mark Cuban owns a network called HDNet, and Dan Rather has his own hourly program. And just like a couple weeks ago before I got here, they were doing a big expose on the School of Americas. and how they had trained dictators like Fidel Castro and Noriega over here, and now they've changed the name of the School of Americas, and they've classified all of the third world dictators that come in and we train now. Of course, every person that's trained there no longer allowed to look it up. But those guys are doing some journalism. The problem with Current.TV is that they're heavy on the climate change brainwashing, and they promote it all the time. We're going to come back to Mark in Maryland. After this, we're going to take more of your calls. The number is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.TV, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I
don't give a damn.
The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7.
Open up the pearly gates. Well, oh, ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, the flagship show. Remember, 9 to midnight central, 5 nights a week. And Mark, you were just you opened up with an Obama comment. I want to remind people that the Obama deception drops at PrisonPlanet.tv on March 15th. I've been watching it all week. It's a very exciting film. It's actually very fast-paced, especially for the subject matter, which is really a global banking takeover and what this New World Order plan is. It's really a lot beyond the front men and a lot beyond Barack Obama, but still showing how he's a hypocrite. And I got to ask you, Mark, what do you think has been his most hypocritical move so far in his administration?
Well, so far, not pulling the troops out and just going back on it. Every time he opens his mouth, he's sending 20 more thousand troops over there.
And what do you think is going to happen? You think we're going to just see the redistribution of forces into Afghanistan, or do you think that we're just going to need more forces? It won't even be a redistribution because they're not going to take all those forces out of Iraq. I mean, they say they're going to pull some out, but they put most of them there. I mean, are they even going to pull those people out, or are they going to really try to get more world forces in there?
They've got to pull some out because, I mean, our troops are very tired, and we don't really have the reinforcements right now. So they're going to pull some out, bring them back for a little while, and probably send some back over, and probably get foreign, you know, get the other nations in as well. But, you know, we're over there for 1, 2, 3, 4 more wars. I mean,
you know it. This is about a Eurasian Union. We ain't leaving there. Thank you so much for the call. Remember, the call-in line is 866-582-9933. We are taking calls the rest of the hour. Let's jump to Jay in New Hampshire. I believe another one of those great states that's declaring sovereignty, or at least trying to. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hi, Jason. Congratulations for the show. I know a lot of people have sung your praises, so well, congratulations. What's on my mind, though, is I was wondering with the Federal Reserve. Now, of course, we can borrow money from the Federal Reserve, but why then do we borrow money from China on top of that?
Well, that's a good point. Basically, China is this new industrial superpower because they use slave labor and they use the state. Because there's no such thing as really communism. You have the elites over there. They rule over this slave subservient class. And because of that, they have a large, you know, they're nationalized. You know, everything goes through the government. So they have a large sum of money. So we're doing business with China back and forth. We're sending a lot of the work there. In other words, a lot of our goods, especially the ones in Walmart, are made over there. So we position the Chinese government and say, you know, we're giving you all this business. We need to borrow some of that money back. And they're making billions and billions, if not trillions, each year. So they're only loaning us back a fraction of that money. So it's not a big deal to them. And they think eventually that we're going to have to repay that back or we'll be in debt in some other way. It's also another great way to cause a global crisis with China. You know, the red enemy may return. I remember when Webster Tarpley, a year ago, was talking about Russia being a threat militarily again and us possibly going into a conflict with them. And, you know, a lot of us in the Patriot movement, myself included, didn't buy it. And then lo and behold, Georgia sneak attacks Russia with the help of Israeli and U.S. forces, and we're in a conflict with them. So, you know, I do believe, and a lot of people have said this, that the third and final world war will involve China, and it may be orchestrated through finances.
Also, on top of what you said, it also gives the Federal Reserve some cover, because if you hear everybody, you know, on the mainstream media, when they talk, they say, oh, China owns all of our debt, China owns all of our debt, when in fact, you know, the Federal Reserve owns a lot. So,
well, that's very, very true as well. And, you know, I mean, they're only critical about the Federal Reserve to a point. You know, they never say that they've done this on purpose or that they're bad. They just say, oh, they screwed up. And, you know, they didn't do the right rates. And most people don't understand that not only the Federal Reserve isn't federal, but there's 13 people who are appointed for 8-year terms, and we don't get to vote on those 13 people, okay? Basically, the people we put into office get to elect those people, but they're really chosen by the elites and these roundtable groups. So this organization is just about as private as you can get. And what I want to warn people as, when the Fed does die, and it will, it'll go under, it will just be restructured into another banking megastructure that is even more powerful than its predecessor. I thank you for the call, Jay, and I thank you for the love. I hope you listen in all week. All right, let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Chris from Oklahoma. Congratulations on your new show.
Oh, Chris Emery, how are you, sir?
Yes, not too bad. You're blasting live and here in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa, of course, in Austin. You know the station down there. I wanted to ask you, since you're from upstate New York, what was the latest on the Bernie Madoff case, and why was he treated with kid gloves, so to speak? He should have been incarcerated for the abhorrent crimes that he committed, and so just wanted to get your take as a native New Yorker.
Yeah, you know, I think that first of all, you got to hang some people out to dry publicly. And Bernie Madoff, you know, this is a billion-dollar-plus scandal. This is a multi-billion-dollar scandal. So that sounds big in the public mind. But, you know, as I discussed in the first segment, these billionaires never seem to go to prison. And I think that, you know, on some level, we've subconsciously become aware of that. Billionaires just don't go to prison. So I think that they're kind of laundering this out into the public for the mainstream to talk about. You know, earlier I talked about how I listened to Stern a lot. And, you know, when Stern's talking, you know, he's like, how could they let Bernie Madoff get away with this? You know, what are they doing? They're not even looking after this guy. Well, Bernie Madoff is just one of many that are involved in these same Ponzi schemes. Okay? And Bernie Madoff, you may be able to track, you know, 20 or 30 billion, but we've literally been looted for trillions. And the real guys at the top are buying up infrastructure with this money, you know, and getting, you know, multi-billion dollar bailouts in which they're creating trillions of dollars through the Federal Reserve. So I think that they busted Bernie Madoff as somebody who had a lot of ties, a lot of associates, somebody they could publicly run through the mud. And I think in the end, he's just going to get a slap on the wrist. You know, every time I see him on the news, they say, you know, charges are going forward, but they haven't picked this guy up. And I really think that, you know, it's going to be another situation where, you know, maybe he's going to serve like a minimal time in prison. But I doubt it. I think this guy is going to run away with whatever money he stole.
Yeah, I appreciate your feedback. Good luck, Jason. Look forward to hearing your show and be listening for several months to come. So,
all right. Thank you so much, buddy. Chris, and good luck with yourself. All right. Let's go through a couple of these other articles I didn't get to. You know, we're talking about genetic engineering, and a lot of people are always first to jump on and go, oh, stem cell research. I can't believe it's so archaic that we can't do stem cell research. And then there's the people on the right that are like, well, it's a human life. Even if it's aborted fetus, we shouldn't be using it. Well, now scientists are coming out and saying, hey, we're de-aging live skin cells taken from adults and effectively winding the clock back on the cells until they are in embryonic form, creating stem cells without any sort of death. Okay, now, I would imagine that this has probably been around for a lot longer than they're talking about. I mean, when you're splicing genes with, you know, with animals in and out, it's just unbelievable to me. That, you know, we can't cure cancer. You know, G. Edward Griffin gives a great lecture on that, A World Without Cancer. I suggest people check into that and see what the real deal is there, that billion-dollar industry. And I just think it's surprising they're coming out with this. I think it's going to be one of those announcements that sounds great, but it's going to just tread water, you know, just like the cloning issue. I mean, how long ago now was it that they cloned Dolly the sheep publicly? It's got to have been over a decade, right? At least over a decade. And where's that technology gone? It's fallen by the wayside. They like to put this stuff out there for the public so the public can go, wow, that's great. Oh, man, we are going to... Science is getting better. Healthcare is getting better. We're all going to be okay. Meanwhile, they're putting mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. Let's say it again. Mercury, in other words, toxic poison. Let me say it again. Mercury, toxic poison. In the high fructose corn syrup. What is that? Your delicious soda. Oh, I love my Coca-Cola. Your delicious Twinkie. Oh, my God. What is that white stuff in the middle? I don't know, but it tastes so good. Well, it's got mercury and cancer in it, buddy. All right? I don't care how great it tastes. I don't care what Twinkie the kid's telling you. You know, he can't lasso me in anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm pushing that stuff away. I mean, it's bad enough that high fructose corn syrup and, you know, white sugar are the reason that this country is severely overweight. There it is right there. What is that? The Washington Times? The Washington Post? Washington Post. It's in almost half of the tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup. I mean, do you really want to be playing that kind of Russian roulette with three bullets instead of one? It's three bullets. And every time that you reach over for some, you know, cranberry juice that's got the nice high fructose corn syrup in it, or even OJ that has the high fructose corn syrup in it, or you would be shocked. I mean, you know, some of these, like hams that you get, you know, like this, oh, Oscar Mayer, you know. Oscar Mayer, are you feeding your kid Oscar Mayer? I mean, you're sick. These Lunchables are full of high fructose corn syrup. It's like at the very end of like the high fructose corn syrup meal of all the processed meats and cheeses that are just, you know, oils and gross, you get a Snickers bar full of high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, you wonder why we're so sick, why we're overweight, you know, why everybody's getting cancer. They're putting mercury in the high fructose corn syrup. That's like putting, you know, poison and acid. It's like, huh, have a nice little poison acid bath, pour it down your throat. I mean, but I'm not, you know. And meanwhile, they're pushing all these high fructose corn syrup ads where the person's like, you're not feeding your child high fructose corn syrup, are you? And she's like, of course I am. Why wouldn't I? Well, it's bad for you.
And then the lady looks at her like, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? Why? Because it's made of delicious corn? Look, we all know corn's delicious and good for you. Unfortunately, high fructose corn syrup is not. It's a piss poor argument, folks. It's just like the one guy looks like he hasn't been on a date in like 8 months. He's like totally desperate. He's having a picnic with a chick that's way too good looking for him, you know, and she's sitting there eating the phallic symbol. She's got the delicious high fructose corn syrup, popsicle in her mouth. She's like, oh, yes. And he's like, like a guy trying to get laid is concerned about the high fructose corn syrup she's eating. And he's like, high fructose corn syrup, are you mad? And she's like, oh, no, high fructose corn syrup is great. As long as, but they do throw, I'll give them this. At least they throw in, because the hot chick's there and the phallic symbol's there and your guard's a little bit more down, they throw in the, it's great in moderation. Yeah, everything's great in moderation. Hey, heroin works in moderation. The problem is you can't kick it, okay? I mean, these kids today are so juiced up on Coca-Cola. I mean, it's in the schools everywhere. I mean, even when I was going to school, you know, Friday was Domino's Pizza Day. You cannot tell me that Domino's Pizza should be served to young growing bodies with a big glass of Coca-Cola. You know, I mean, it's bad enough they're pumping hormones into the milk by this point. But, I mean, you're literally, this Coca-Cola with the high fructose corn syrup. Even then, it probably had mercury in it. I mean, God, man. I don't know. I hope we wise up. Apparently, we're not going to be wising up because we're all poisoned with high fructose corn syrup and mercury. And we're just like dumbed down to a point where it's like, yeah, I'm going to brush my teeth with the fluoride toothpaste. Why don't I swallow it? You know what? You know, let's just swallow a whole tube of it. You know, I thought that was crazy when I was a kid. When I was a kid, my mother was telling me you can't swallow the toothpaste because it's bad for you, Jason. I was like, Mom, you're out of your mind. Little did I know, like my uncle, he was one of these guys that was warning me against white sugar. He was telling me not to drink soda. I'm like, okay, Uncle Nick, sure, whatever you say. He had a health food store. He used to have carob instead of chocolate. Carob doesn't taste as good as chocolate. We all know that. I didn't want it. I'm like, oh, what is this? Yeah, I should have been eating the carob. You know, I'm eating the chocolate. Absolutely terrible. And then, you know, one of those memories in my mind is they actually tried to give us in preschool, and I took it a couple times, a red fluoride pill as a vitamin before nap time. And I couldn't believe it when I realized this, because my mother had like a big fit about it when I was a kid. She's like, you're not taking those pills. They try to give you those pills. You don't take those. And I'm like, well, everybody else is taking them, and they're red and delicious. You know, it's almost like a Flintstones vitamin. You know, I like the Flintstones vitamins as a kid, as many of you did, I'm sure. So I'm thinking this is just another delicious little Flintstone vitamin. Meanwhile, it's fluoride. Guys, I'm 4 years old. I'm four. I'm not even in kindergarten yet, and they're poisoning me with fluoride. I mean, oh my God. You know, I look at my, you know, my sister's about to have a baby girl. My brother does have a baby girl. She's not a baby anymore. She's 4 years old. Adorable. And I look into her face, and I look at my sister, you know, about to, you know, become a mother, and I wonder what is in store for these kids, man. I mean, what really is in store? When they're openly saying, you know, fluoride is good for you and mercury actually helps your IQ. You know, we should pull that clip for the last thing. For the last segment, pull up the Mercury is Delicious clip. Jones loves to play it. If you go to YouTube, type, you know, mercury is good for you. It'll come up. It's unbelievable to me. They're like, new studies show mercury may help, not hinder your IQ. Now, that's just totally false. People get mercury poisoning all the time. They can't move their arms. I mean, it causes brain damage, you know, immobility in your joints. It is crazy to me. Oh, there's the clip. Let's play it. Let's play it on the way out. Let's do it. Hit it up. We got it? We got Valium? We're good.
Think of your glasses and contact lenses. A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Now, how do you even test for that? How would you test for improved behavior? How could you know somebody's potential before you give them the shot? You couldn't. It's total propaganda. However, after you give them the shot and you see how many kids are autistic and how many kids can't even maintain a C average in, you know, a Midwestern school district where No Child Left Behind has brought the actual, you know, academics that you have to achieve from here down to just about here, you know. You only got to just about here, you get an A. And they can't get an A there. No, it shows me that we're in a dumbed-down society of consumers that can't get enough of their iPod and humping their fist over American Idol. I mean, give me a break. I mean, American Idol is still one of the number one shows in the world. This thing is almost on a decade run. You know, I don't think it's going to be the decade of decadence. I think it's the decade of dumbasses. You know what I'm saying? And I just hope... I hope and pray that somewhere along the line, this society is going to flip into one that is concerned about what's going on, is enlightened about what takes place in government, can tell me what the three branches of our government are. Anybody out there? Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? I don't know if we're going to make it, folks. But I know that the Obama deception is coming on March 15th, and this is going to be yet another tool, hopefully the next modern tool in bringing about change and bringing about people that want to do something about the problem. You know, the Obama deception is a really important film. It's the most up-to-date information on the New World Order, on the banking cartel, on what's going on in the bailouts, on what this administration wants to pass in their time. It's not even their administration. It's the bankers' administration. That's why Gordon Brown's coming in for the New Deal. It's the Global New Deal with Gordon Brown and Barack Obama coming your way this week. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Final segment, InfoWars Prison Planet.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
And I can't help but wonder, no, Willie McBride, through all those who lie.
All right, folks, we're back. It is the final segment of the first show of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and it's not been without its hitches, but boy, has it been a good time. And I just want to thank all the crew over at InfoWars and Prison Planet, my board guys, Hoosh, and of course, Jaren. And, you know, without these guys, this show wouldn't be possible. Without Alex Jones, it wouldn't be possible. And I'm just so grateful that we can expand and really try to take these guys on and take it to the next level. And I can have a decent time doing it, because this is serious subject matter. I mean, what did we learn today? We learned that the leader of, or the supposed puppet leader over of the UK, and is coming to America for a global new deal. This is a guy that's now admitting that it's a global shadow banking system. Remember, global shadow banking systems didn't exist until this weekend when the man on the left there, Gordon Brown, on my left, I'm sorry, he's probably on most of yours right, said it. Yeah, but now it's real. You know, we talked about that. We talked about Obama, you know, having his little Bilderberg buddy, the former Kansas governor, as his head of health and human services, pushing his new reform agenda. And hopefully we learned that we need to take action. So we're going to go to one final caller, and I just hope that everybody, you know, that can, supports this show. We get some affiliates going. You visit me over at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. You can get at me there. You can send me story ideas. I do read my emails. I can't get back to all of you. Final caller, Chris in Iowa. What's on your mind? You there, Chris?
I just want to, you know, congratulate you on your show. I heard Jones talking about it. I think it was yesterday, saying that you had one on. I clicked on, and there it was. I thought it was just a rerun or something, but... Yeah, I've handed out, I'm going to say 500 or 600 of the Loose Change second and third edition.
Excellent.
And I'm up to like 3,000 or so of the, you know, the various other Jones movies. But, you know, I just got Washington Your Fire and I handed that to somebody. And
that's an excellent film too. We carry that over at Infowars.com. Yeah. That's William Lewis. William Lewis also. One of the guys that put together the first 9/11 in plain sight, and of course 9/11 ripple effect, and he's a very talented filmmaker as well.
Yeah, and for anybody who's out there trying to, you know, change people's minds, you know, that's one that'll work on most people who won't pay attention to what you're talking about, because there's only a few substantive, you know, things that people could actually, you know, choose a side on.
Yeah, even, you know, View is a conspiracy. Most of that stuff is so mainline, but it's consolidated in such a fashion, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know, it's hard for somebody to really get in there with the whole false left-right, you know, paradigm. And, you know, the only other one I'm handing out right now that I haven't really tried is the World According to Monsanto. But I got myself a BlackBerry. I had to break down because it's got such a nice video screen and high capacity. But I'll tell you, you can turn the thing on and you can go to the maps portion of it while you're riding with somebody in the car, and it will turn the screen while the car turns around the corner.
That's right, GPS is here.
It'll tell you how many satellites are tracking you. I mean, if somebody wants to say, oh, no, that's not real, they're like, yeah, it is, and I got a phone, I guess it's cool enough, I can play with it. You know?
Yeah, and you know what's great about those phones also? It's a great tool to put down a video of Building 7 coming down to initiate a 9/11 truth conversation, or a small New World Order clip, perhaps Gordon Brown's New World Order speech we played here on the show. But these phones are really portable computers, and they are an extension of our technology. I mean, if you want to be one of these consumer idiots and use it as, you know, your iPod or your MP3 player and all that entertainment stuff, great. But as info warriors out there, you can use this to pique people's interest in this subject matter and then later give them a DVD or a link to a website and a story. And we can change the world. I thank you so much for the call, Chris. This has been the flagship show. Remember, 9 to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday. I'm going to be here. I'm also going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show on Friday for 4 full hours. You get 7 hours of Jason Burmis on Friday. Thank you to the good people at GCN. Thank you to the good people at InfoWars. We will be back tomorrow night. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. I am Jason Burmis, signing off.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.